From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Bald reporting. The only surviving member of the Islamic State cell that attacked Paris in November 2015 is on trial in Brussels, Belgium. Salah Abdeslam refused to rise for the court or answer questions about his actions Monday. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Salah Abdeslam first refused to stand or answer questions, but then claimed Muslims were unfairly judged and said he would only respond to Allah. If found guilty, Abdeslam and fellow defendant, Tunisian Sofiane Ayari, face up to 40 years in prison for attempted murder in a shootout with Belgian police. The incident took place in March 2016, 4 months after the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The U.S. House Intelligence Committee prepared Monday to take up a Democratic response to a recently released Republican memo that alleges FBI bias against President Donald Trump, as Steve Miller reports.
Reuters News states that Democrats have prepared a rebuttal memo to the Republican memo, fueling a battle between President Trump and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The House Intelligence Committee's top Democrat, Adam Schiff, has led criticism of the Republican memo, in which he told ABC News Sunday was a political hit job on the FBI in the service of the president. President Trump said the memo totally vindicates him. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Protesters held a demonstration in Nairobi Monday to rally against the government's decision to shut down three independent media houses. This is VOA News. Two of the world's top investigators into the illegal ivory and rhino horn trade have been killed. One of the top investigators, Esmond Bradley Martin, was found in his home with a stab wound in his neck Sunday in Nairobi. The 75-year-old American was known for undercover work that resulted in exposing ivory traffickers and markets. Wildlife Direct's CEO said Martin's research helped uncover ivory traders in the United States, Congo, Vietnam, Nigeria, Angola, China, and recently, Myanmar. United States Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday the global consensus for the creation of a Palestinian state alongside Israel could be eroding, even as life in Gaza worsens and might make the Palestinian enclave, quote, unlivable by 2020. Guterres criticized Israel for its construction of settlements and expansion in the occupied West Bank. He reiterated his stance that both Israel and Palestine could claim Jerusalem as their capital, but he did not comment on U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement of moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Israel has begun to issue deportation notices to thousands of African migrants. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Some 40,000 African migrants are facing an uncertain future after Israel began issuing deportation orders that amount to an ultimatum. The migrants can take an offer of $3,500 and a one-way plane ticket to Rwanda within 60 days or face imprisonment. Most of the migrants came from war-torn Sudan and Eritrea over the past decade and entered Israel illegally. Many say that going back to Africa is not an option. Israel is sending the migrants to Rwanda after assessing it as a safe country with a growing economy. Rwanda denies Israeli claims that it has agreed to take the migrants in. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Monday marks the deadline for the United States and Russia to comply with the limits of the New START Treaty set on a range of strategic weapons, including nuclear warheads and deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the United States has met the limits. I'm Ann Ball.
That's
in
the
Washington.
Latest world news from VOA.